Call Back the Past.
With prohibition firmly in force in America, there were some 5,000 speakeasies, illicit bars in New York alone in 1923, the United States was living it up in the decade which came to be known as the Roaring Twenties. There was pause for sadness, though, when after a mid-year trip to Alaska, President Harding took ill and died. New York's Bishop Manning eulogized,
"Our beloved president is dead. If I could write one sentence upon his monument, it would be this. He taught us the power of brotherliness. May God ever give to us leaders as faithful, as wise, as noble in spirit, as the one whom we now mourn."
The president, however, left behind him a record of ill-managed government and graft, particularly the revelation of bribes for oil rights in what was called the Teapot Dome scandal. The crossword puzzle made its appearance in newspapers for the first time in 1923, and nightclubs were evolving from the old-style cabarets. And playing his brand of jazz with Louis Armstrong in the lineup was King Oliver. Movies of 1923, Ronald Colman made his debut in The White Sister, George Arliss played in The Green Goddess, Lon Chaney terrified moviegoers as The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Mary Pickford was Rosita, and Harold Lloyd starred in Safely Last. The movies were, of course, silent, and musicians filled in the music track by playing in the cinemas. Many budding musicians got their early training in this way, including jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli, then 14 years old.
"When I arrived at the picture, well, I did my best, and I was so pleased for the first time in my life. And, of course, the difficult music I couldn't play. For instance, I will never forget the opening of Manfred, composed by Schumann. I couldn't do a note of that, but I leave the first violin to do it. But the little thing I could do, the holding the note, and the Schiller case said, my goodness, he played more in tune than the other guy." So, a few days later, it happened again that poor man was not very well again. So he must give up his job. And his wife said, "Why don't you go back again?" He asked the chamber case if he wanted me. He said, "Yes, why are you not?" Because in those days we were not very well paid, you see. So I went back to the cinema, and I remained there nearly a year as a violin. Yeah. But 1 year later, I was reading music, and it's the way where I practiced there, because we had two sessions a day lasting 3 hours. Of course, Sunday free was not absolutely on none in those days. Yes. So 7 days a week, I was playing 6 hours a day.
Plays of 1923, Nikolai Gogol's The Inspector General, Karl Capek's R.U.R., which introduced the word robot to the world, Eugene O'Neill's Anna Christie, and The Adding Machine by Alma Rice. Musically, it was the year of a revue called Running Wild, which starred black performers Cecil Mack and Johnny Johnston, who pioneered the new dance called the Charleston. The Science of 1923, Frederick Lindemann did valuable work on investigating the size of meteors. L.A. Bauer analyzed the Earth's magnetic field. A.H. Compton published his papers on electromagnetic radiation, and John B. Titus invented the process of continuous hot strip rolling of steel. In Pittsburgh, America, Radio KDKA transmitted the first successful radio program to England, where the BBC had just opened their Savoy Hill studios. Anxious not to get into the same commercial snarl as American radio, Lord Genford had this to say at the opening in 1923.
Last year, the manufacturers of wireless apparatus met together by invitation of the post office. As it was realized that broadcasting would have to be controlled by one broadcasting authority, if the chaos which today is so obvious in America were to be avoided here. I want you to understand that in addition to trying to protect our 600 manufacturing members, we have never lost sight of the interests of the general public.
Late in the year, South Africa heard its first broadcast in a year when P.G. Woodhouse wrote Leave It to Smith, D.H. Lawrence Kangaroo, Aldous Huxley, Anti K, and Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. And from the pens of songwriters Helen Stone and Jack Tenney came Mexicali Rose. Earthquake in Japan made news in 1923, the year in which the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was established. Also in 1923, Britton Haddon and Henry R. Luce founded Time magazine, which carried accounts of the activities of Mohandas Gandhi in India. Gandhi styled himself as a weaver and farmer, and this fact was recalled by Judge Broomfield.
In the course of his statement, he described himself as a farmer and weaver. Actually, Mr. Gandhi was a bunya. By caste. The bunyas are not farmers or weavers, but bankers or professional men. But it is quite true that ever since he began his political life, he identified himself with the people of the country. The weaver was also mentioned, no doubt, because he strongly believed he was, in that sense, reactionary. He strongly believed in promoting village industries, weaving in the villages, with the idea of counteracting the industrialization of India.
The Greek army deposed their King George II in 1923, a year in which Yugoslavia's Alexander I succeeded his father, King Peter, as monarch. Trouble flared again in Germany as French and Belgian troops moved into the Ruhr area as a result of Germany's inability to pay war reparations. The collapse of the German economy gave Adolf Hitler an opportunity to make a bid for power, but his coup d'etat in Munich failed, earning a prison sentence for the future Führer.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you, oh, right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Oh, you had your way, babe. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
While that song dominated the hit parades of 1923, Jack Dempsey retained his heavyweight boxing title in a bloody fight against the Argentinian Luis Firpo. Another Argentinian sportsman was in the news that year as Enrique Tiriboschi became the first man to swim the channel from France to England in 16 and a half hours. A team of British international bowlers visited South Africa in 1923, the year in which Bobby Jones won the first of his four American Open Golf Championships. And all the rage in America was comedian Will Rogers with his timely topics.
Now, folks, all I know is just what little news I read every day in the papers. I see where another wife out on Long Island near New York has shot her husband. The season opened a month earlier this year. Prohibition caused all this. There's just as many husbands shot at them in the old days, but women were missing them. Prohibition has improved their marksmanship 90%. Never a day passes in New York without some innocent bystander being shot.
There was a royal wedding in England in 1923 as the Duke of York, later to become King George VI, chose as his bride Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon. The local postman, Mr. Beatty, remembered her as a girl.
I was delivering my letter at the castle. She was a very nice girl. There was nothing put on with her. She was the same as all the folk in the district, and always along with her younger brother David. They were just as mischievous as the other kids.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.